This is Akashvani Shillong, the Northeast News Bulletin, read by Rahul Chatterjee. The headlines. Meghalaya Chief Minister Conrad K. Sangma underscores shift in public expectations from basic amenities to advanced infrastructure. Smart India hackathon underway at Northeastern Hill University, Shillong. Demonstration of fish cultivation held at ICAR Meghalaya for benefit of tribal fisherwomen and men. And Tripura's Handloom and Handicrafts Minister Vikash Deb Barma says, state moving ahead by making rural women self-reliant. The news in detail. Meghalaya Chief Minister Conrad K. Sangma has underscored the remarkable shift in public expectations across the state, from demands for basic amenities like roads and water supply to aspirations for higher educational facilities, advanced infrastructure and improved quality of life. Speaking at the foundation laying ceremony for Rimbai Government Higher Secondary School in Jaintia Hills yesterday, the Chief Minister said this evolution in community demands is a clear indicator of rising standards of living and the transformative progress underway in Meghalaya. Reiterating the government's commitment, the Chief Minister said that the transformational work in Rimbai and across Meghalaya will continue with renewed focus. Education Minister Lakhman Rimboi expressed satisfaction at the visible improvements in roads, water availability and the school's development. The spirit of innovation and technological problem-solving came alive as the Smart India Hackathon as SIH 2025 Software Edition Finale was formally inaugurated at the Northeastern Hill University, Nehu, Shillong, yesterday. The prestigious national event and initiative of the Union Ministry of Education's Innovative Cell and Innovation Cell and All India Council for Technical Education brought together some of India's brightest young innovators for an intensive 36-hour coding marathon. It was aimed at building practical solutions for real-world challenges posed by various ministries, industries and government agencies. Professor S.K. Dixit, Registrar Nehu, reaffirmed the university's commitment to nurturing a culture of innovation and technical excellence. He encouraged participants to view the hackathon not merely as a competition but an invaluable opportunity for collaboration, peer learning and national contribution. A three-day capacity-building-cum-field demonstration program on small-scale entrepreneurship development for tribal community of the Northeastern Hill region, fisherwomen and youth in Meghalaya's was conducted at the Indian Council of Agricultural Research Complex for Northeastern Hills region, Umiam, Meghalaya. A total of 20 members of the Ribhoy Fish Farmers Producers Organization Cooperative Society Limited actively participated in the training. Participants were given hands-on demonstrations on preparation of various value-added fishery products, including fish pickle, fish cutlet, fish ball, fish finger, and prawn chutney powder. They were also trained in utilizing fish waste for the preparation of amino acids, promoting waste-to-wealth practices. Officials also announced the establishment of a small fish processing unit which will enable members of the fish farmers to produce value-added products on a custom hiring basis, fostering local entrepreneurship and livelihood enhancement. Tripura's Handloom and Handicrafts Minister Bikash Deb Barma has said that the state government is moving ahead with the goal of building Ek Tripura, Shresht Tripura by making rural women self-reliant. He said that after inaugurating a seven-day handicraft exhibition in Agartala marking the National Handicrafts Week yesterday. Mr. Deb Barma said that the demand for Tripura's bamboo and cane products is increasing in India and abroad. He therefore emphasized on maintaining quality and fixing proper prices to expand marketing of these products. Tripura Social Welfare and Social Education Minister Tinku Roy highlighted the importance of design, quality and packaging in marketing handicraft products. In Nagaland, the Mon edition of the Hornbill Festival 2025 got underway yesterday at the Konyak Heritage Complex. Addressing the event virtually, Union Minister of Culture and Tourism Gajendra Singh Shekhawat described the Hornbill Festival as one of India's most cherished cultural spectacles and a shining jewel of the Northeast. The minister commended the government of Nagaland and all participants for keeping the festival vibrant and evolving, emphasizing its role in promoting tourism and cultural renaissance in the Northeast. Chief Minister Nephew Ryo expressed hope that the Mon edition of the Hornbill Festival would inspire pride in cultural identity, strengthen community bonds, and preserve the legacy and traditions of ancestors in Nagaland. Union Minister of State for Rural Development and Communications, Pemansani Chandrasekhar, has called for concerted efforts to transform India from a water-stressed to a water-secure nation, speaking at the launch of the state-level watershed Mahotsav in Kohima yesterday. He emphasized the joint responsibility of the government and people to effectively use funds and resources for grassroots development. He also emphasized the need to capture, store and utilize every drop of rain. Mr. Shekhar highlighted the impact of watershed programs, including the PM Krishi Sichai Yojana, which yielded six-fold returns. In Nagaland, he said, 14 watershed projects worth 140 crore rupees have been approved, with 80 crores already released. Launching Mission Watershed Punaruthan, the minister said, it will rejuvenate water bodies and rivers while generating sustainable livelihoods through fisheries and organic farming. Cash prizes were also presented to watershed committees of Wamuken village in Mokokchung, Woka's Chudi village, and Saphimi village from Zuniboto, all winners of the Watershed Jan Bhagidari Cup 2025. Secretary of Ministry of Electronics and Information Technology S. Krishnan has highlighted Nagaland's potential to play a key role in India's expanding digital economy. Addressing the Nagaland Digital Entrepreneurship and Startup Fest 2025 at NIELIT Kohima, he lauded the creativity and skills of Naga youth. Underlining the importance of entrepreneurship, the secretary expressed hope for more startups from the northeastern region and urged the Nagaland government to capitalize on its service sector potential. He described the cybersecurity lab at Nilit, Kohima, as one of the best in the country. During the event, the Nagaland Digital Startup Awards 2025 were presented. A comprehensive review meeting on the ongoing construction of the new Meghalaya Legislative Assembly building at Mao Diang Diang was convened by Speaker Thomas A. Sangma in Shillong yesterday, with Deputy Chief Minister Preston Tinsong and officials in attendance. Mr. Sangma noted that the regular monthly review mechanism has contributed significantly to improved monitoring and steady advancement of the work. The Speaker affirmed that the timeline for the completion of the main assembly hall remains unchanged, with June 2026 set as the target. Once the main hall is completed, assembly sessions can be convened at the new complex immediately thereafter. The Deputy Commissioner of Senapati, Mamuni Dole, flagged off a half marathon yesterday morning from the AstroTurf as a curtain raiser to the fourth edition of the State Barak Festival 2025 under the theme Run for Harmony. The run was organized in collaboration with District Administration, Senapati Police, Indian Red Cross Society and Senapati Medical Department. Around 1,000 persons participated the Barak Half Marathon in three categories. All the winners and runners were felicitated with medals and cash prizes. The event was aimed at promoting fitness, gratitude, togetherness, and renew the bonds between nature and community. And the Hornbill Esports Championship Season 2 kicked off yesterday at Indira Gandhi Stadium, Kohima. Addressing the launch program, advisor to the Chief Minister Abu Metha emphasized that esports has become a modern-day trend and should not be underestimated. The championship features competition in BGMI, Mobile Legends, FC25, eChess and eFootball. And before we wind up, another look at the headlines. Meghalaya Chief Minister Conrad K. Sangma underscores shift in public expectations from basic amenities to advanced infrastructure. Smart India Hackathon underway at Northeastern Hill University, Shillong. Demonstration on fish cultivation held at ICAR Meghalaya for benefit of tribal fisherwomen and men. Tripura's Handloom and Handicrafts Minister Bikash Deb Barma says state moving ahead by making rural women self-reliant. And with that, we end the Northeast News Bulletin, which came to you from Akashwani Shillong. Have a nice day.